kneading bread while dying. Not a loaf from antiquity forward has ever been formed by hands that were not dying. It's not that I've forgotten that, but here I refer to the special quality imbued to the feel of the yeast springing alive under your palms when the bread making is an attempt to distract yourself from the COVID symptoms that have flared and receded within you now for weeks. At 3 a.m., pacing, jittery, bellowing your lungs in deep 5-second breaths, you find yourself pondering what a life means, living. What is the import of new mornings when the darkness surrounds you elementally as oxygen? Remember that time on the plane, the pilot preparing you for emergency landing, 20 minutes until we are on the ground. See you on the ground, the pilot said, and you curled into yourself, folded into stasis, unable to imagine what could one ever do equal to the last 20 minutes of your life, a question you knew even then had no answer. And now, the window of time left less definite, you fill the hours, walk out into the cold spring to breathe the chill air and visit the nodding daffodils, or you FaceTime the grandchildren, or you knead the living dough, hands pressed deep into the rising warmth of our daily bread.